Then thirdly, Dakini. Dakini literally means sky being, space being, if you like. But we're not concerned with the literal significance of the word at present. We're probably going into it next week when we consider the symbolism of the cremation ground and the celestial maidens. Celestial maidens here, by the way, means Dakinis. Within the present context, the context of the refugees, the tantric refugees, the esoteric refugees, within this context, Dakini signifies something like spiritual companion. But spiritual companion in a rather special sense. Someone whose company, contact with whom one finds spiritually stimulating and energizing. Someone, therefore, whose company helps release, to spark off one's energies, especially spiritual energies, helps to release them, to spark them off for the purposes ultimately of the spiritual life itself. And such a companion, such a spiritual companion, according to the Tantra, can be either male or female. Dakini is the feminine form of the noun, and the masculine form is Daka. So just as the Guru represents, within the context of one's own actual experience, the Buddha principle, just as the Yidam represents, within the context of one's own spiritual experience, the Dharma principle, in the same way, the spiritual companion, the Dharma or Dakini, represents or is the special embodiment of the Sangha. But just as the Yidam needs to be selected by the Guru, in the same way, the Dharma or Dakini, the spiritual companion, needs to be selected by the Guru. In fact, according to strict tantric tradition, the Dharma or Dakini has not only to be selected by the Guru, but initiated by him as well, by the same Guru, because the disciple obviously may make mistakes. He may think that he's being spiritually stimulated when he's only being amused and distracted. And of course, if the spiritual companion happens to be of the opposite sex, then the disciple may think he's found a Dakini when he's only fallen in love, which is quite a different matter. So these are the three tantric refuges, or the three esoteric refuges: the Guru, the Yidam, the Dakini. And from what I've said about them, no doubt we can already understand that these three tantric refuges, these three esoteric refuges, are not three refuges in addition to the existing refuges, i.e. the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. It's not as though you've got refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, then refuge in the Guru, Yidam, Dakini. It's not like that. The Guru, the Yidam, and the Dakini represent what the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha represent here and now in terms of our own actual experience as we try to follow the path.